Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Seller Notes. Okay, Thanksgiving is upon us. What do we do with wine?
We're asked every year. Every year they ask us, you.
Yeah, and it's actually a little bit challenging, but in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about some things that we think will work really well for you. So first off, Pinot Noir.
I think when I'm looking for a red for Thanksgiving, I want something that's relatively low in tannin, that has good fruit, real statement wine, because if the flavor gets lost, it's useless. So it has to go with a lot of things on the plate. And Pinot Noir really fills the bill on a lot of those. I found three that are very affordable, and they all belong at the Thanksgiving table. Let's start with Emerson Vineyards Pinot Noir Willamette Valley in Oregon. This is their 2016 Pinot. Emerson is a small family-owned winery in Willamette that places an emphasis on careful vineyard management and crafting understated, elegant wines at good prices, which is a really nice mission statement, if you ask me. Now, this Pinot starts with an aroma of dark fruit, like dark cherries, plum preserves, and then a little bit of smoky wood kicks in, and it finishes with a touch of spice.
That should work great with turkey.
It does. Yeah, that touch of spice really helps. The wine has very deep flavors, but without terribly big body. The dark fruit notes of the nose continue, along with bitter chocolate, pomegranate, and some very peppery notes on the finish. A very nice everyday Pinot Noir that really, really can find a place on the table. I liked it a lot. And here's one from a strange little place. It's called Reine de la Ville Pinot Noir from the Ile de Beauté. I don't know what that is until I looked it up. It's Corsica, the French island of Corsica. And, you know, this is an island of sturdy peasants and ferocious independence. This wine has absolutely nothing to do with Burgundy, but it does taste like Pinot Noir. So that's a good thing. And the result is that it's only $15 a bottle, which means
we like that.
We like that a lot. This Pinot starts with a nose of dark cherries, smoky wood, and candle wax, which is a little bit unique. And the wine is medium-bodied with modest alcohol and good basic flavors, bright red cherry flavors, a touch of orange peel, ginger, and tart cranberry. That might work.
Yeah, son of a gun.
Just very pleasant everyday Pinot Noir at a very, very nice price. And then finally, one of my favorites. I've been following this wine for a number of years, and I will vouch for it. It's called Bench Pinot Noir from the Sonoma Coast, 2018, $23. This is my idea of a really good Pinot Noir at a reasonable price. Its build, its flavor profile, its impression of quality makes it a very impressive choice. Now, the lead aromas are sour cherry followed by some floral notes and a touch of pepper. Again, useful. And on the palate, the wine is light and supple, spicy, full-flavored, and well integrated. So you have a feeling of a very mature, ready to drink, beautiful wine that's been beautifully made. It's got yellow and yellow plum and cherry flavors, a little bit of tangy spice to go along with it. All those things really speak to compatibility.
That sounds
with
great.
The feast that we're going to have next week. So go out and try some Pinot Noirs. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get them. We're going to put these choices on our website so you can check them out.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.